any lack of guys not playing for Ben or any lack of support for Ben at all? I mean, do you sense that at all?
Not really. Not really. And it ain't even about playing for Ben. We got to play for each other. Ben ain't out there on the field with us. I mean, he on the sideline. You know, but when we step out there on defense, it's 11 guys, and not one of them is Ben McAdoo. And on offense, it's the same thing, you know. So if you want to say it's, you know, it's a lashing out against Ben McAdoo, it ain't just that. It's a lashing out against everybody, you know what I mean? And, you know, I want everybody that's out there on the field, me, the other 10 guys, they got to be all in, you know. And if one of those guys in this locker room, you know, that ain't all in, then I don't want to play with him. You know, I don't know who it is. I have no idea who it is. But
how do you not look around the room and wonder who it is? Is that something that naturally comes to your mind?
I mean, yeah, you try to figure it out. But, I mean, how much work, what you going to do, ask around? I mean, they haven't said anything yet. I mean, you know, so I don't know, man. You know, I'm here. I had a great day of practice. I mean, y'all want to ask me some 49er questions? No? I've been studying hard, man. I'll give y'all some good stuff. The hot tub's great, man. It's great, man.
Watching film, do you think guys aren't all in?
Watching film? I mean, I think at one point of the game, it wasn't just one, two, three, four people. I think at one point in the game, it was like, all right, you know, guys kind of folded it up a little bit. And that's not to say in future references, like, those same guys, you know, those guys that are out there on these plays, they're not going to play next week. You know, I think it got to a certain point of that game when we were getting beat so bad that it was just like, all right, you know, and I think that happens from time to time. You know, even good teams, when all of a sudden they get hit in the mouth early and it doesn't go their way at the end of the game, it kind of snowballs on them, and then you look like, you know, how did, you know, whatever, Dallas get beat by this much, you know, and they won their last four or five games. You know what I mean? Stuff like that happens every now and again. And, you know, that's not the telltale of the season.
You've been around long enough.
Has that happened before this year?
Excuse me?
Have you noticed that in any other games this year, or is that the first time this year?
Well, I mean, not that it snowballed on us like that and really got out of control. But a couple of years ago, we played Minnesota. Well, last year we played Minnesota. I think it kind of snowballed on us a little bit. And it got to the point where, like, I don't think we were playing as hard collectively at the end of the game. But nobody said we quit. There was no talk to that because we were winning games. But I felt like at the end of that game, we didn't play as hard as it was in the beginning.
You've been around long enough where when a team gets to be 1-7, things start being circulated. I mean, do you think this is one of those cases?
I don't understand your question.
In the sense that people are talking in the media saying, anonymously said, you think when a team is struggling that people are saying things they normally wouldn't say?
Yeah, and the fact that you guys grab it easier. You know, it's easier to grab things like that. You know, I mean, let's be honest. You guys have a big part in everything that comes out this locker room. If not, you guys are the reason why anything comes out this locker room. You know, and with that being said, we all got to work together. You know, we have a requirement to talk to you guys. And you got to handle yourself a certain way. You know, I come here, I talk to you guys when I can. You know, and I give you guys, you know, the straight shot. I'm not going to dish out any dirty laundry because that's not what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do stuff like that. And we hope that we work with y'all and y'all not out here, you know, talking bad about us behind our backs. But that's not the case all the time. So, you know, it is what it is.
In this case, according to the report, the players that talked to the reporter said they were unsolicited. She just got the called and texted and said, here's what's going on. Does that concern you that if, you know, somebody went to the media instead of the media going to them?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, whether they, you know, they reached out to somebody or whether they got called by somebody, it got out. You know what I mean? Like, we got to be a little closer than that, you know. And it is a little disappointing to me, but at the end of the day, I mean, I can't do nothing about it. It wasn't me.